Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, hello, everybody. I guess we're slow in getting into the chair. It's time for the Rebel Yell Hotline, and we welcome everybody into the show. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, Gordon, we're all in the house. Rhino, I'll send you the information in just a second as to what we're doing and how we're doing it. But all right, man, here we are, and we're listening to it rain. It's kind of raining on Ole Miss football a little bit after the weekend.
Yeah. What a bad day. I mean, I think from top to bottom, considering the ramifications, it's probably as bad a day as I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, you know, you just hate that what has happened has transpired.
They didn't have to lose any of these games, to be honest. They should have won all three. They didn't. You know, I'll break it down in my five thoughts about what went wrong in those three losses. But, you know, they were double-digit favorites, actually 14.5 points favors over Florida. I thought that was a little high. Florida's playing really well, and they played well, too. You got to give them credit. But, you know, it's a mixture of personnel decisions, schematic draw play, you know, Lane just going for it too much. I mean, sometimes he does that, you know, against Georgia. I heard a very good phrase of that. He had a mature approach to that Georgia game, kept momentum by keeping a kick all those field goals. And, you know, against LSU specifically and in Kentucky as well, they didn't take the field goals and they kept going for it and getting no points and giving the other team momentum, and it backfired in the end.
Yeah, but also the execution by the players was poor.
Yes.
Drop passes, muff punt, you know, fourth and short, running the wrong way, the lack of a run game, Florida producing a run game that kept Ole Miss off the field, Ole Miss's offense off the field, a missed field goal from 32, 34 yards out, and an offense that scored only 17 points. So it was way more than coaching.
Yeah, no doubt it was more than coaching. But, you know, I don't think the coaches put them in the best position to win that game, not only with personnel decisions, but, you know, just for example, Florida was just teeing off. And when you do that, you know, do some quick hitting crossing routes and take advantage of the middle of the field from the blitzing linebackers or the blitzing corners that were coming in. And we didn't, you know, we tried to throw it deep a lot of times still and played right into the pressure that Florida's defense was giving us.
First part of the show brought to you by our friends at First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. We're ready to guide you through our financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Now let's get into the five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and their friend Steve Grantham, who currently operates Outback Steakhouses, nine of them in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, if there was one common theme this season in the losses, it came down to one specific area. They were not effective in the red zone. In fact, they failed to score a total of 11 times in the three losses in the red zone to Florida, LSU, and Kentucky. That's going to spell a loss just about any SEC game. Thought number two, speaking of not being effective in the red zone, it came down to their inability to run the ball in the red zone. They failed to replace Quinshon Judkins. It's as simple as that. No, I'm not advocating that they should have brought Q back, but if they aren't, you better have his replacement in place, and they simply didn't. Thought number three, staying with running back, why in the world did Lane and Kevin Smith make a punt returner as the feature back for the first time in the season in Game 11 on the road against a spirited Florida team for all the marbles? They simply out-thumped themselves during the bye week, and that decision could have put the final nail in the coffin for the Rebels to make the playoffs. Thought number four, ESPN still has Ole Miss as one of the first two teams out in the playoffs with Alabama. Ole Miss fans, you need to root against Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, SMU, or Miami while rooting for South Carolina. It's a long, long shot, but you just never know. And the last thought of the day, lastly, Ole Miss fans, the Rebels will have a chance to have 39 wins at the end of the season for the last 4 years. Only five Power Five teams can say that. Just keep putting yourself in the position and we'll finally break down the door. It's time to give even more to the NIL, not less.
All right, boys and girls, coming up on the program, we'll all get together and continue this conversation with a little hoop mixture going in there as well. Text messages at 662-426-1093. A lot of those to discuss with you. Injuries, and Harry Harrison joins us in the second half of the program. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you all right, friends. Welcome again to the program. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, Gordon, we're all hunkered around the table today and going to talk some hoops with you now a little bit, I believe. Yancey, start us off.
Yeah, G-Man, we have Gordon Ford back here in the studio. Great to have you, by the way. You look great. You know, the Ole Miss hoops got off to what I thought was a shaky start those first three games, didn't play the way that they played against Illinois, who everybody got to see on TV. Supposedly they played at a very high level against Houston as well, but really seemed to start to find their stride the last couple games. What do you think the turnaround's come from?
I think they're shooting the ball extremely well. They're defending, and their inside players are getting down low like they should be, like Malik Diaz and Mikael Brown-Jones. And one of the things is I think they're shooting well. I think they're getting down on the block and hitting some shots. But then again, you know, beating Colorado State was a big deal. I mean, they were 25-11 last year, went to the NCAA tournament, and then they finished it up with Oral Roberts, who wasn't that great a team, but they beat them handily. Now they go up against a BYU team who's 5-0, who is the top team right now in the Big 12 Conference. They have them Thursday at 4:30, and, you know, there's one guy that had told me the other day that he had talked to a scout and thought BYU could go deep in the tournament. So I think Ole Miss is going to have their work cut out for them. I still think they will win. And then they play the next night the winner of Purdue and NC State. NC State has basically, you know, they've lost like one or two games, but they have not really played a lot of guys, a lot of good teams, and Purdue has. Purdue beat Alabama, so, you know, that's saying something.
And then wouldn't they play Louisville the next night?
They play Louisville next Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay, yeah. So that's not in that tournament?
No, they're not in the tournament. Okay, they go to Freedom Hall, play them there.
That's the SEC-ACC Challenge.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
And the one thing is, people forget, Louisville had Kenny Payne there for the last 2 years, who virtually destroyed their program. They got a new coach, the guy who was at the College of Charleston. He won some games. And I talked to a coach today and said they're vastly improved. I still believe Ole Miss goes in there and beats them because, I mean, their talent's way down.
And, you know, after the Illinois game, it seemed to me like we were living and dying by the three-point. But at Colorado State, I thought you're right. Your analysis is right that they did some good things on the inside as well. And then against Oral Roberts, they got the ball down on the box. They're going to have to continue doing that. They can't live and die by the three-pointer.
No, but you've got to think that, you know, most of the league right now, I kind of went over it with some people today. Nobody really has the true big man in the SEC right now. Maybe I think Kentucky might have a couple, but, you know, they're, you know, I mean, they can hold their own. And, you know, South Carolina right now is like 2-3. So they were a good team last year. Vanderbilt's improved. You know, A&M's always going to be what they are. But I think that as long as they get and start playing on the block and doing what they're supposed to do, I think they're in good shape.
Well, I think Coach Beard, after the first couple of games, he told Malik Dia to, you know, get his butt down in there on the block instead of out there on the three-point line, which he can shoot three-pointers well.
Yeah.
But he's more needed on this team. We've got other three-point shooters. He's more needed on that block, and I've seen him down there more in the last couple of games.
You know, one player that I think's really stepped this game up that wasn't much of the rotation is Davin Barnes. He's kind of like a junkyard dog. Kind of reminds me like of a Jason Smith back in the late 90s for Ole Miss. He gets a lot of jump baskets, a lot of good passes, a lot of men's, man rebound. Just talk about him stepping up his play, G-Man.
Well, first of all, he's a lot better shooter than Jason Smith was. He was more of a guy that got down low. But I think, yes, he's hit some shots. He gets in there and plays aggressive. And I think that, yeah, he was a good pickup. Played at Sam Houston State from Collierville High School in Memphis. And, you know, I think that was a good pickup for them.
What I like about this team, too, is none of them are afraid offensively. They like to shoot the ball, and they're looking for shots. They're not looking to pass the ball. They're looking to get an open shot, and they'll take it. And I like that.
I think another big development is having Juju. That was last year's point guard coming in with Sean Padilla there, transferred in, and they're really working well together. They kind of interchangeable. You know, one handles the point one possession, the other handles the point the other possession. I do worry a little bit because of the lack of length, size down low with them. Chucky, you know, we've talked about this in years past, not being, I think Juju's what, about 5'9"? Sean, they list him as 6'1", 6 feet, kind of. Do you think that's going to play in effect? And Gary, you know, doing the Grizzlies for a number of years now, will that lack of height there in the backcourt, could that catch up with Ole Miss? Because right now, they really seem to be playing well together.
It just depends. It depends on the matchup. It depends on the team that you get. Like, if they've got the, you know, some big guys, like I watched a little bit of the Memphis-UConn game today. Yeah. Memphis has got some big dudes. Like, if you get into that situation, and I haven't watched everybody in the SEC, I don't know. I think Gordon just said that there aren't a lot of centers, right? I'm not sure. I haven't watched. But if there's not a lot of true big, thick, you know, down low guys, you can get away with that. You're going to be harder to guard on one end because you're a little faster, can maneuver a little bit better. And, yeah, you may give up some stuff, but it's just really going to be the matchup, the team that you get.
There's only one SEC team that I've seen that's kind of at a different level than everybody else, and that's Alabama.
Yep, no doubt.
They've got that UConn length like last year. They got one guard that's 6'9". You know, they're just long, and they brought in another dynamic freshman point guard to back up. What's his name, number 5 for Alabama, that was player of the year, I think, last year. They're really good. But, after that, there's a big group of teams like Ole Miss. Mississippi State's playing really well right now as well. They give them kudos for bringing in a couple good pieces in the portal. We know Hubbard, what he can do. There's some good teams in the SEC, but I just think right now there's only one that kind of stands taller than everybody else, and that's Alabama.
No, I would say Alabama and Tennessee. And Tennessee is for real. They've been blowing people out in the early going. And they played some good teams early. And right now, I think that'll be a very hard matchup for Ole Miss when they play Tennessee. Probably Alabama as well. But Tennessee, they've got some size.
Tennessee's always got long athletes that can get up and down the court. And, you got to commend them for what they've done. Rick Barnes,
Barrett
good
Barnes,
coach.
Unbelievable coach.
And, he attracts good talent.
Chuck, guys, what's one thing each that you would like to see from Ole Miss these next few games, some improvements to kind of take that game to the next level? I'll start it off with you, G-Man.
To continue to go down low and Diaz post up. And like Chuck said, you know, I think he got the "you better get it together" talk. And as long as he and Mikel Brown-Jones gets down there and battles, I think they're in good shape. And another thing, people aren't mentioning Brakefield. He's coming in and giving them some quality minutes, hitting some shots, coming off the bench. And, you know, he's a lot better player than we ever thought he would be.
Yeah, I think that's a good role for him, absolutely. And I think what I like about this team is Chris Beard is using 10, 11 guys. And he's not afraid to put them in any situations. And I think that's keeping everybody fresh. I think that's helping them on the defensive end. Nobody seems to get fatigued and let their man get away from them. And you got to understand, Chris Beard, he's not just an offensive guy now. He believes in defense.
No doubt about it.
And if you don't play defense, you come out. So
life in the SEC, fellas, the AP poll just came out today. Auburn's number 4, Tennessee 7, Kentucky 8, Alabama 9. Then you get Florida 18, Arkansas 19, A&M 20, and Ole Miss 23 with Mississippi State 25. That's half the group.
That's incredible.
Just think how much better the SEC has become in these last 5, 10 years.
And I didn't, that Texas or Oklahoma, who are typically in there and going. Neither one of them are ranked right now. You know Texas has got talent to play basketball, too, right?
Yeah.
That's almost half the 25.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I wonder if the NCAA selection committee will look at the strength of schedule in RPI more than what this football committee's doing, which looks like they're just looking at your record.
All right. Basketball
talk. Well, that's
all
politics. You know that.
The name in front of it.
There's got to be politics in basketball, too, though, Chucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure thing. All right, we'll come back. This part of the show is brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Over 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest in their savings. At 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, text message time at 426-1093. One wants to know, can we get in the playoffs? The other says, forget the playoffs. There's a lot of playoff talk about getting in or getting not in among the fans. So you want to start?
Well, we can, but also we can get some green cheese off the moon.
That's right.
You know, I mean.
But just everything that I'm hearing and talking with the people, Ole Miss is going to be in a mixture from 12 to 15 tomorrow night.
Which is out.
Which is out.
Yeah, Chuck.
With Alabama, Clemson, and Arizona State.
You do realize there's two more weeks of games to be played, don't you, Chuck?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, think how much everything changed from last week to this week.
I just don't see a three-team loss, an Ole Miss three-team getting in.
But do you see any three-team
Ole Miss? Maybe.
But which one would be more deserving than Ole Miss?
Nobody more deserving, but if you don't think politics is involved in this, I'm sorry.
And, Yancey, we did our little, you know, scenario here. Mm-hmm. Seven spots are done.
Name them.
You're playing for five.
Name the seven.
Oregon.
Yep.
I think Texas is in regardless of what happens the rest of the way.
Yep.
Boise's getting in.
Yep.
Ohio State's getting in.
Yep.
Penn State's getting in.
Yep.
Indiana is getting in unless they lose to Purdue, right?
Yeah.
Which won't happen.
And the Big 12 champion will get in.
Yeah.
Notre Dame probably is in,
I still
right?
think they get in, even if they
even
lose
if they
to Southern
get blown
Cal.
Out. So that's eight.
Well,
so
then they get blown out, but they're not going to get blown out. So let's say eight.
So you're looking at four spots.
You're looking at four spots.
You know, those
with
four
a
spots.
A lot of three-loss teams
right now.
Right in there.
I think tomorrow Miami and SMU will be in.
Yep.
Okay. With Clemson just out.
Yep.
So that's three ACC teams you got to think of, and
ACC will not get three in.
Get in there. Then you got Georgia and Tennessee.
Yep.
And Bama in front of you.
Yep.
Well, so that's where you are.
Bama's going to be in front, but we'll see. But,
that loss was bad.
Yeah, I mean, they got absolutely annihilated.
And the only reason.
So that's what I'm saying. Do you look at how you lose, what your record is, how you're playing, or do you just go by the one loss record?
I think the only reason Ole Miss is in the conversation is they were a one score away every time.
Yes.
There hasn't been the blowout loss.
Yes.
The South Carolina wins getting better by the second.
Yes.
The Georgia wins getting better.
Ole Miss has been trailing in games for a total of 8 minutes this season.
And they're all at the end.
Did you hear that? They've been behind 8 minutes total.
But unfortunately, they've been behind 8 minutes, right?
Well, you look at
that's
the other
what they're
teams
going to look
around
at.
There. And
controlling the game, those scores, I think. That's the only reason Ole Miss is still where they are.
You know, I'm like with Chuck, it's three loss, right? But it's hard to, for older people like myself, and Chuck, he's really, really old, to wrap your mind around that this is now a 12-team playoff. This is not four anymore. So three-team is not with all the losses. Now, if things would not have happened last weekend like they did with including Ole Miss and Alabama and A&M and all these teams, BYU and who did Kansas beat?
Colorado.
I mean, so all these teams, if they would not have gotten beaten and things would have gone on par last weekend, I'd have said there's zero chance.
Yeah.
But there's a reason. If you are one of the last two teams out going in with two more weeks left and you only need two teams to move ahead of, yeah, you've got a realistic chance to make it. It's hard to wrap our mind around now this 12 playoff teams. It's change is hard, but it can happen. I'm telling you, it can happen. Nothing will happen unless Tennessee loses to Vandy. If Tennessee loses to Vandy, they will fall behind. Clemson, unless they win the ACC, they're not getting ahead of Ole Miss or Alabama. They're just not. They're not.
If they beat South Carolina this Saturday?
They're not.
Yeah, they are.
I know. I said if they beat South, I don't care what it. They will not jump ahead of Ole Miss and Alabama. Well, I'll say I'm wrong. Next, in 3 weeks when the final polls are out, they're not going to. So you got to make sure that the ACC does not at least get three teams in, right? But keep it at two. If you keep it at two, you still got three open spots left. So you're going to need Tennessee to lose. You got to move up in that SEC pecking order. If Freeze can pull a major upset and beat Alabama, then it's really game on. So those are the two games that I'm really, really keeping my eyes on.
Gosh, I think I'm going to go ahead and reserve my hotel room after that great explanation by Yancey. We're not going to the college football playoff.
But the question was, Ole Miss have a chance?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. Is it likely? No.
I can probably win Mega Millions
the upsets that happened last week happen again this weekend, and then those chances become realistic. We'll see if they do or not, but there's 2 weeks left.
I think
left
we just
to
need to beat Mississippi State and get ready for the Music City Bowl.
I think they'll go better in the Music City Bowl. But then again, people don't.
Of course they are. Chucky's bitter.
I know.
I am bitter because we had it right there in front of
us. Nashville, my son lives there.
Beat Florida, a 5-5 Florida team. Beat Mississippi State that hadn't beaten a Power 5 team all year. And you go. Period.
Yeah. But in reference to Clemson, they lost to South Carolina last year. And I can tell you right now, they have better players at this point than Clemson. And I think
South Carolina's hot right now.
They're hot. Yeah. And I think they beat them. That knocks them out. And then if Bama somehow
Clemson could still
loses,
get in by winning the ACC, though. They're
yeah.
in the
yeah,
they're,
if they did
they're,
that,
they're
yeah. But Miami could lose to Syracuse, and that's going to be a tough game up in the Carrier Dome.
You know, if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bust his ass when he jumped.
They just need to move up in the SEC pecking order. If you only have two SEC teams with two or one losses, since that looks looks to be the committee's only thing they're looking at is not how you lose or your strength of schedule, just your one loss record, which is going to make for a real fun next however many years they do this. Can you imagine the non-conference schedules with these Power 5 teams, or Power 4 now you call it, with now that the committee has said, oh, it doesn't matter about your strength of schedule, we're just looking at your one loss record. I mean, get ready to play Slippery Rock four times a year in the 105-degree weather.
We already did that.
I know. Well, look for some more of it. What's the point of playing anybody with the Pulse?
Mm-hmm. All right, friends, we thank you for those text messages, and we'll come back. Harry Harrison on the other side. Stay with us.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat at a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. By the way, we were talking basketball earlier. We want to remind you on December 14th for our Coast people down there that Ole Miss will be playing Southern Miss in Biloxi. So we want you to be sure on December the 14th to know about that.
What time is that game, Gary?
Of course, I just closed the schedule. Yancey, thanks.
I apologize there.
I'll find it while we bring in this guy, Harry Harrison. Hello, sir.
What's going on, gentlemen? Monday night in the rain in Oxford,
Mississippi. Yeah. Raining all over the world. How you doing, brother? That was kind of a bummer.
I recovered. It's Egg Bowl week, and hell, I've got to recover, Chuck. And you know, I don't want to get beat by Mississippi State. So
I agree with that.
Thing behind us, man. It's all we can say.
Well, let's review it just for a couple minutes, Harry, and then we'll look forward to this Egg Bowl, which is obviously important. But what went wrong in your eyes Saturday?
Well, one of my keys to the game, Yancey, was we had to establish a run. And without Jackson Dart, I don't know if we even had 50, 70 yards in the game rushing the football. Jackson was the leading rusher in there. I don't have the stats in front of me. But, yeah, we did not get that done. Obviously, everybody knows we went to some system where we brought a wide receiver in and tried to make a running back out of him. 2 weeks. Not sure where that experiment came up, but obviously it didn't work. So here we are, having lost to Florida, and lots of dreams went down the pipe with it. But sun came up, and it's a new week.
So did you see the tweet by, I can't remember who it was, Dave, that said in the run game we had 14 runs by quarterback, 11 runs by a wide receiver, 6 runs by a defensive tackle, and 4 runs by a running back.
That sounds about right. So, like I say, I'm not sure who had that experiment, who thought that was going to work. But 3 times in the red zone, no points whatsoever. Kind of reminded me of that LSU debacle earlier in the season. So, you know, defensively, we played well enough. Third quarter, we came out of the locker room, and they didn't have a first down in the third quarter, and we really dominated that. You know, we gave up the muff punt. We gave them 3 points there. Then they scored later with a touchdown to go up. So they scored 10 points in the second half, and we scored 3. Offensively, we pretty much stunk it up second half. And you know, Chuck, I'm not the coach, nor are you, but never hurts on the road to get points. But hey, it is what it is, man.
Harry, when the defense is playing as aggressive as Florida was, you know, where, I don't mean to be critical, but where are the quick hitters, you know, the ends in the middle of the field, you know, it just seems like we just keep playing as more and more aggressive defenses get. We, you know, we're doing 3-5 step drops and holding the ball forever, chucking it down the field. Why not any quick hitters to play against that aggressiveness?
Yancey, I can't tell you that. I mean, it sounds good on Monday night.
Yeah, true.
Work, but you know, I can't tell you that. Obviously, our offensive scheme is to get it down the field, and we've done that. You know, Trey Harris caught the long, I think it was 43-yard bomb there, and kind of got us going. You know, you think of crossing routes, tight ends, just dinking and dunking, but you know, we seem to have gotten away from that, and unfortunately, we had to attempt 42 times in the game Saturday. Just because we didn't have a running game. I mean, you know, we didn't get anything established. And, of course, you know, J.J. Pegues has been a champ for us all year. But if you're going to tackle a guy that's 325 pounds, you certainly want to catch him from the side. And when he slants out to the open field, that's what you're going to get. And that was they were able to come away with two stops on fourth and one. I think both of them were inside the 10 or right about the 10-yard line. Yeah. So that was big stops for them and big drive killers for us.
No doubt. I mean, it was just a game that everywhere you looked, there was just something going on that made you scratch your head.
There were a lot of opportunities, Chuck. I mean, we were the better team. We had a better roster. But, you know, I saw Florida play the week before against LSU, and a young team, especially on defense, and their quarterback first half was just played out of his mind. You know, we had him wrapped up several times, and he was able to get the ball away. But, you know, that's what happens. If you don't go down and play as hard as you possibly can, you're going to come away with losses like that. And that's exactly what I do not want to see come this Friday.
Absolutely. And you know, and it's just a testament to the parity of the SEC. If you don't play on an edge in the SEC, I don't care who you're playing, you're going to get beat.
Well, you can't play sky high every week, Chuck. It just doesn't work like that emotionally. But you still got to execute, and you got to make those plays. And you know, we haven't run blocked well up front all year. I mean, you know, it's just not one of those years we've done that. And I keep saying, well, you know, we're playing that RPO. And if you were to block a guy and block him go downfield more than 3 yards, they're going to throw a flag on you if we pull it and throw it. But, you know, Mississippi State has not stopped anybody running the football. And I'm trying to go back and watch as the days roll on, watch the Missouri game. But apparently Missouri in the second half just pinned their ears and ran it so many times, and State did not get the ball much at all in the second half, I was told. And this Missouri literally burned up clock. So I don't know if we'll take a page out of that playbook or not, but it certainly seemed to work last Saturday. So let's see if we can get that done come this Friday.
Yeah, let Caden Davis be the running back this week. I mean, that's as arbitrary as putting Micah Davis in there.
We got Bentley in the notes today, Chuck, lined up as the running back, so we'll see how true that becomes.
Yeah, you know, I'm just scared that they'll afraid that Bentley shows them up if they put him in there and he runs wild against State, and then the fans even yell even harder about where was Bentley all season. And so maybe we can set on Thomas. Thomas, I thought, had some nice runs in the fourth quarter. It just looks like, for whatever reason, they're just not going to give Bentley, and they've dug their heels in so far now. I don't see any way that they don't continue to dig them in. I don't think they let Bentley loose Friday. Excuse me, I keep saying Saturday, but the game's on Friday this year. What are the keys for the game for you, Harry?
Well, obviously, we want our defense to step up, Yancey, and just continue to play hard. They're starting a freshman quarterback who took over after their starter, Chapin, was hurt in about the third or fourth game. And this guy's got some athletic ability, but he still makes those freshman mistakes. He gets sacked a lot. Their offensive line has really struggled. And so the quarterback, Van Buren, has struggled. He's turned the ball over. He's thrown it up, and he's fumbled, you know, when he gets pressure on him. So I look for our defense to really have a good day. But offensively, we got to score some points. I mean, I'm talking about a lot of points. And, you know, and you can't just step back there and throw it 50 times. Even Mississippi State, whose defense has really been porous all year, you just can't be one dimensional. I don't care any time you're playing in the SEC, and State has not won a game yet. I think they won two on the season, have not won a game in the SEC. But you can't be one dimensional. You got to be able to run the thing, because if you're going to run RPO, you got to think, you got to make them think you're going to run it occasionally, even if you pull it and pass it. You got to freeze those linebackers. So once again, you know, it never hurts to hit those tight ends, crossing routes, those 5 yard hitch routes. And coach, you can't blame all that on. We had a lot of drops Saturday. I thought Juice Wells had a sure touchdown in the corner on a back shoulder throw early in the game, and he dropped it. And then we had some easy catches drop, but it was just one of those days. We really had number 11 Jordan Watkins open in the back in the end zone, and looked like the ball from where I was went through his hands. I didn't get to see the replay on it, but you know, late in the game they would have tied it. But we didn't make that play, and you got to make those plays. And so it's been a few plays here and there in the three games that we've lost, but here we are sitting at 8-3 and not ranked where we want to be going into the last game of the season.
We got to make it 9-3. This is a big game Friday, whether our people want to believe it or not.
No, that's right, Chuck. I mean, it is Mississippi State we're playing, and you know, we got to wind up going to a bowl game somewhere, hopefully in Florida, maybe Las Vegas. Who knows, Chuck? Let's go out to Vegas.
There you go. Yeah.
It's ultra important for the program to win this football game, and when Indy get in a bowl game with the potential to win another game, which puts you at 10 wins.
10 wins, three out of the last 4 years.
You know, that's important. You got to restock the cupboard. I was looking at all the guys that are going to go through senior day on Saturday, and it's a pretty long list. Some of those guys have some eligibility left. I don't know which will come back or not, but it's a pretty long list that are going to go through there. So you got to rebuild this roster come next year, and so you want to continue to do well recruiting in Mississippi, and I think we're off to a great start there.
I'd
like
too.
To finish with a couple key guys, but you know, you got to continue to do that. You got to get in the portal and get some more players and get ready for next year.
I agree, Harry. We can't thank you enough,
man.
Look forward to talking to you next Monday after Big Egg Bowl win.
Let's talk about next Monday night and how we smash the Dogs. How about
that's
you?
Right. Everybody. That's right.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Harry. As always.
The game day portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Why don't we do some injuries now? The injury report's brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. Been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years. Clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. You can reach them at 662-513-2000, that is 662-513-2000, or can request an appointment through the website oxfordortho.org.
Well, basically, Chucky, yep. Jordan Watkins re-injured his hamstring a little bit, tweaked it, but he finished the game down there Saturday. He just wasn't himself. Trey Harris is now out for good, it looks like.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Re-injured his groin, so I don't think he'll be back ever again in a Rebel uniform. Be surprised if he is. Daquan Wright, tight end, who they did what Yancey was talking about early in the game.
Early.
He hit with short passes.
Yep.
He got some kind of minor injury. I don't know what kind, but he did come back in and finish the game, but he wasn't nearly as effective. Yam Banks is out, has surgery today.
What was it?
Knee. I think it's a knee.
Knee.
Reese McIntyre, lower leg. I don't know what it is. Center missed the second half in Gainesville, and you know, that kid's been criticized all year, but we certainly missed him when he wasn't in there. I thought Jerquan Scott just got pretty run over. Logan Diggs, no, he's not going to play. Henry Parrish is out for the year. And then Dre Davis in hoops, he should be okay this week, according to Chris Beard, but he didn't play against Oral Roberts. He's got a lower extremity issues as well.
I didn't know that about Dre. I hate to hear that. Matthew Morrell seemed to be moving around fine, and he still hadn't really even had his breakout game this season. So hopefully he can get more and more healthy and start to really produce.
I think you're going to see more evenly distributed this year because, like I said earlier, none of these guys are bashful about going and taking their shots.
No, they're not. That is for sure.
One question that has come in is, I know players can opt out of bowl games, but has anyone opted out of the final regular season game, or can they opt out?
Well, they can. They can, but they won't get their NIL check if they do.
Players aren't opting out during the regular season. No. You might see a couple. You I guess the if there was any that might do it, it'd be Bentley.
Right. You saw the backup quarterback.
I wouldn't blame him.
Backup quarterback.
It ain't going to be Bentley, not with the check he's getting every right. week.
The backup quarterback at LSU opted out, right? He went ahead and said leaving. Guys like that.
Yeah, that aren't getting paid a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe the ones
that
head out somewhere along the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, before we're done, I'm going to go ahead and do this, and then we can do our recruiting segment and the good, bad, and ugly, and that is a look at the Ole Miss news for the day, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. They have always been one of the best in the leading estate jewelry and diamond solitaire world, and as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. The women's basketball team is playing in the Bahamas. They knocked off Boston College today. Final score of that one was 82-55, I believe. It is now closed out on me. And they will play the winner of UConn. I'm just going to say UConn because I don't know who UConn's going to pick. It almost doesn't matter. It's going to be UConn that they'll face off with in a game tomorrow there. And, of course, we have men's basketball, as we've talked about, coming up with BYU and then playing win or lose at some point on Friday. All right, gang. Thanks for being in and around here. Anything other item of business we want to do in the last minute before we're done?
Yeah, the basketball game there with Southern Miss.
3 o'clock.
Gulf Coast is 3 p.m., and I highly encourage everybody to get down there. We took a big group there last year and had a blast. Win a little money at the casino, help things as well. But no, in all seriousness, it was a great time. Coast was certainly a great host for Ole Miss and in-state rival down there with Southern. I encourage everybody to get down there.
Still got about a minute or so. Chuck, you were about to jump in?
I don't think so, Gary, but I can. I think we need to reiterate that Rebel fans need to show up Friday.
Yeah.
This is an important game. I mean, even if it wasn't for keep the playoff hopes alive or to get a better bowl, it is still an in-state rivalry, and we still recruit against them, and we need to beat them. And this is an opportunity to really put them down in the gutter.
Judging by the text message threads that I'm in, this is going to be a very hard ticket. People are asking for tickets everywhere. Even after that loss, I don't expect there to be a seat open.
Good. Good.
Excellent. We'll come back. We'll get into the recruiting segment, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and finish up this one in just a few.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Final segment of the show is the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes, giving them a level of protection and guidance they need in the NIL marketplace.
Yeah, you know, everybody's down and out about the last game, as I am and everybody else in this room, but Ole Miss is really picking it up on the recruiting front. We've got the best momentum I've seen in the Lane era, so the future's still bright. And one of the things I'm hearing right now is four-star offensive lineman, top 100 prospect Tyler Miller out of Laurel will be back to the Egg Bowl for his fourth straight Ole Miss game. He's an LSU commit, but there's some coaching, you know, questions if they're going to return the year after next down there at LSU, and Ole Miss has just made a lot of inroads with them. I feel pretty good that he's going to end up signing with Ole Miss in December. As you know, Ole Miss got another LSU commit, a top 100 prospect the week before that at offensive tackle. So that's the biggest issue. Chuck and I have talked about it for next year's that offensive line, so that's good news on that front. Auburn top 50 national defensive edge commit Jared Smith is supposed to be returning to Ole Miss for the second home game in a row here this Friday. He was at South Carolina the weekend before. Obviously, he's still committed to Auburn, and they're trying everything they can to keep on to him. But keep your eyes out for Jared Smith. Hearing that four-star running back Racine Galori will be back in Oxford for the Egg Bowl. He reclassified. He's out of Texas, and he reclassified for the 26 to 25 class, and he's down to Utah and Ole Miss, and says he'll make his decision on December the 4th. Now, he's a big-time running back, guys, and as we know, filling these running back holes and filling the offensive line is priority number one going into this offseason. I'm hearing an unknown big-time portal running back. Ole Miss has pretty much got it wrapped up. Everything's been keep the lid on tight right now about what it is. But I hear that shortly and not too soon, too long, that you'll be hearing that Ole Miss has picked up a big-time portal running back. So that's great news there. Zach Berry for the Ole Miss Spirit and On3 Sports is reporting that Ole Miss is making a move for the number four-rated high school running back. And I'm going to butcher his name, but Osmin Krumah. He's currently committed to Georgia, but he visited Oxford a couple times recently and will be at Auburn this weekend. So he's obviously keeping his eyes open everywhere. And then finally, another portal tidbit, Nebraska wide receiver Malachi Coleman, that Ole Miss was ever so close from getting the year before last, has entered the portal. He's currently at Nebraska right now. He was a top 50 national prospect, 6'4", 210, and he's averaged over 15 yards a catch during his 2 years there at Nebraska. That's definitely one to keep an eye on if you're an Ole Miss fan. And one more tidbit here, Ole Miss finished number 20 in the early signing period in basketball with a couple four-star signees and top 50 national prospect, 6'9", power forward Tyus Jackson, and 6'5", scoring guard Patton Pinkins. Chucky, I like to see Ole Miss getting longer on this roster. Mm-hmm. And that's it for the tidbits for the day.
All right. Now to the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, or maintenance programs, Riverland has you covered, home or business. As a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call them or text them, 662-644-4297, or the website is riverlandroofing.com.
The good, Ole Miss beat a pretty good Colorado State team in hoops in South Haven at the Landers Center last week and then manhandled Oral Roberts easily to remain unbeaten. The Rebels will have their hands full here shortly, however, as they face BYU, Southern Mississippi, Memphis, probably Purdue, and we'll see what they're really made of, but I got a good feeling about this team. The bad last Saturday in Gainesville, who was that in the Ole Miss uniform? That wasn't the team that confidently plowed through Georgia 2 weeks ago. It wasn't the team that embarrassed Arkansas in Fayetteville. It wasn't the team that manhandled a surging South Carolina. It wasn't the team that shut down Oklahoma, who just reamed Alabama. It was a team I had not seen since the Kentucky loss 2 months ago. Now people are trying to sell hope that the Rebels are still in the college football picture, and they are, I guess, but it's not hope that I'm buying much of. I don't want that stock. The hope boils down to slim and none, and slim has got 1 foot out the door. Ugly, the drop passes, the muff punt, the fourth and short efforts that failed, the lack of a run game, Florida producing a run game that kept them afloat, a missed field goal from 32 yards out, and an offense that scored only 17 points, again, in a loss. It was just a bad day.
You know that Ole Miss has only scored one second-half touchdown in their three losses? Think about that.
Yeah.
One.
They scored 3 points in the last 42 minutes Saturday.
Yeah.
3 points.
Yeah.
In 42 minutes.
And as good as Caden Davis has been, he's missed some critical field goals. The tie against Kentucky, last play of the game. LSU missed a critical, easy 28, 30-yard field goal. That would have obviously could have been the difference there. And then this past week, mm-hmm. you know, it just that really set the momentum. And then that muff punt there was just, you know, I felt it in my veins when the ball was in the air. I really did. That he was about to muff it, and he daggum sure did. I don't know.
You got to wonder if Davis had hit that first field goal, if Lane would have changed his strategy when he had fourth and one a couple of more times instead of running it, go ahead and kicking it. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of happened at LSU too, right? He missed a short field goal early, and then he started going for it. So,
well, and JJ
hates to go down on special teams players.
JJ was a perfect 12 for 12 converting on those fourth and one situations, and then they stopped him twice as well.
Both of them when he bounced outside. When he kept it inside, he converted both of them. Now, you know, as bad as people get mad about it, it wasn't like they were 4-3, fourth and four plays. They were fourth and one with JJ Piggies there. And you're on the 10-yard line. I mean, it's hard not to go for it, honestly.
You would think sometime during the year, though, they would have let him throw a little pass over there.
Yeah, so. I know. And I just knew Ole Miss was going to score there. I was wondering if they were going to go for two or not. Lane addressed that in the post game and said he thought about it, but he didn't know.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, all, and let's win on Friday.
Hotty toddy.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.